This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got a head-spinningly jam-packed transmission lined up for you today. We've got Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs, retired, joining us to talk about the Bo Bergdahl situation, how he goes from a matter of weeks that he's totally mentally ill, no one can talk to him, the press can't talk to him, to, oh, he's back on active duty. That's just not done. With a supposed intelligence trove, like an individual held for years by the Taliban, when he was really basically ordered to go give himself up to the group. And I believe from day one, he is a deep cover infiltrator. And that's what Biggs thinks as well. A lot of other people I trust think that. And now the fact that the story's a non-issue, the question is, what was the point of the story? Well, the point of the story, we said a month ago, and we say it now, and the evidence is mounting, was a distraction from the mounting VA scandal. Just like Red Adair would send in dynamite to blow up an oil fire, you take a big story to extinguish an even bigger one. Use an explosion to take out an explosion. The public loves a mystery. They love a whodunit. Is he a traitor? Isn't he a traitor? Right out of central casting. But it also had a foreign effect, and we'll discuss that. But it creates the illusion that, again, the West is actually fighting with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. They are fighting with the grassroots organizations, but not with the main players you see on the nightly news. And that's been proven in triplicate with ISIS and Al-Qaeda and more. And there's a bunch of mainstream news articles last week we're going to go over where it's just admitted, oh, yeah, they really work for the CIA, for British intelligence, for Pakistani intelligence. And it is truly disgusting. And they're actually growing a real radical Islamic threat in the West that will be used as a further excuse to bring in social control. Wayne Madsen, who quite frankly is a bigger whistleblower than Snowden over the years. He's brought out more than Snowden has. I'm just saying in the past they would ignore whistleblowers. He's going to be joining us to cover the waterfront. Hadn't been on about 3-4 months. And then we've also got Syrian girl from Australia, whose family was formerly in the ruling party over there before Assad had them kicked out. So they're actually anti-Assad, but even more anti-Al-Qaeda. Everything she's been saying here the last year and a half has turned out to be accurate. She's going to be joining us as well. So all that and more today. There's also some really interesting comedy relief up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com is where I found it, CNSNews.com. White House, we've substantially improved the tranquility of the global community. I meant to do this for the show, and I got busy and didn't do it. Guys, just search engine, world more unstable than ever. I mean, they've got British Ministry of Defense reports, Pentagon reports. They've got think tank reports, university reports. But I mean, anybody can look at the world with Ukraine, the Middle East, the dollar in decline, Mexico collapsing, Latin America in depression, the Caribbean in depression, Japan in 20 years of recession, China having hundreds of riots a day, thousands a week. I mean, the world is more unstable than ever. And so we're being told that Obama has created just such wondrous, happy tranquility. That's why the Pentagon's own report 2 weeks ago said they're preparing for collapse and total civil unrest and martial law, and the British are as well. Because Obama has created incredible tranquility. And again, that's a lie within a lie. Obama's the front man for the globalists, the technocrats, who are destabilizing the planet by design. So it's kind of a lie to even counter him and say, no, you have destabilized things. Because he's running nothing. But politically, as a front man, must be politically brought down to discredit their system and to scare the other functionaries of the globalists that they might get in trouble, like Lois Lerner, if they continue their criminal operations.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, but like any other, until I kiss you.
That came before us and their struggles, science, the technology, the act of men and women coming together to produce the next generation, the kinsmanship, the honor, the passion, the love, the treachery. I have learned from fools and from sages. It is the great adventure. It is life trapped in purgatory, awaiting the hour of reprisal. Trapped in purgatory. You could say we're in the phantom zone here, ladies and gentlemen, in the third dimension. I just want people to think about the big picture out there and understand there is a lot of things going on that are bigger and more important than all the little criminal politicians with their Air Force One and their big red carpets trying to make us feel small and powerless. They're doing that on purpose. And now the White House has come out, and the story's in the printer. You guys bring that into me. Thank you. Now the White House has come out and said, we've substantively improved the tranquility of the global community. And if you continue down that line, if you have a business, you didn't build that. Raising the debt limit does not raise the debt. If you have a doctor, you can keep them, and this will cut the price of your health care to that of a phone bill or cable bill instead of doubling or tripling it. There are no death panels, and Barack Obama is a progressive liberal. Well, only if you think that a deadly pancreatic cancer metastasizing into the liver and the lungs and the brain and the lymph nodes is something good in the word progressive, then I guess it is something that is good. In other wild headlines, before I plunge into all the really serious news here today, NASA has come out and said that humans will prove we are not alone. How many times did NASA find what they believe are the skeletal remains or the imprint of microbes on Mars? And how many times did they then retract it later, saying it wasn't? Look, I don't believe we're alone in the universe. Let's be clear about that. Obviously, ladies and gentlemen, we're not alone on this planet. There's a lot of things going on heaven and earth that we are not privy to. Just look at all the ancient writings. They all mirror each other across the globe. There's definitely some things going on here. We're not in Kansas, ladies and gentlemen. We're in deep space. Humans will prove we are not alone in the universe, CBS News, within 20 years. The word is, and you can research this with the SETI system, the high-powered radio telescopes that they've had up since the 70s, that they've gotten a lot of transmissions that are not of naturally occurring space chatter coming out of planets and suns and black holes. And let's just hope that whoever's listening is nice. And, of course, I would venture to say that in the Bible it talks about these entities that aren't visible to the eye but are right there around us. And of course, that would fit into the fourth and fifth dimension equations that are out there. And again, I don't mean to go off into the speculative realm here today. When you've got the Pope saying there's aliens and that, you know, that they're prepared for them to come, and you've got NASA saying get ready, and then there's all the original moon footage that didn't get released till later with a whole string of different astronauts saying that their ships were followed by other craft. And then NASA ordered that information suppressed. There's obviously something going on. And again, I've talked to Buzz Aldrin privately, and I've talked to Buzz Aldrin on the air. And Buzz Aldrin's assistant is a listener and did get Buzz Aldrin, second person to walk on the moon, on the show. And then there was quite a freak out after that happened. And he is not coming back on the show. Just like we were one micron from getting Chuck Yeager on the broadcast till government people found out and got involved. Because they don't want these icons coming on the show. But expanding on that, I have told part of the story about Buzz Aldrin. And the only reason I tell this again is because it's so fantastical. I'm out in Hollywood, and I'd already interviewed this person before, Buzz Aldrin, and the phone rings, And this Hollywood star's house I was at was going to be going to dinner with him in a couple days. And I was invited, but I couldn't stay in town. I had to come back. I wish I would have gone now. And they're going to dinner, ended up being on the news. It was on TMZ, to a steakhouse, a few days later. And this is about a 30-minute conversation on speakerphone, sitting out over the Hollywood Hills in the classic Hollywood setting with the big pool and the butler bringing you, iced tea. Just, you know, Matrix-like bizarreness. And I'm sitting up there, and the Matrix-like weirdness is that Buzz Aldrin's on the phone, speakerphone, on an iPhone. It was like an iPhone 1. And he's conversing with this Hollywood star, and I chime in a few times. And he's saying all this wild stuff off record. And then he says, by the way, the Indians in a few months are going to crash a probe into the moon, and they're going to discover water. Of course, we really discovered it there, but weren't supposed to release that info. But just be waiting for that. Folks, it wasn't in the news yet they were going to crash a probe in. And I'm thinking, Buzz Aldrin's nuts at this point. This is how naive I was even then. Okay, about a month later or so, they announced they're going to crash a probe in. And then a couple months later, I'm walking through an airport, and there's USA Today with the cover. Indians discover water by crashing the probe in, and then it sent up the ice crystals. Another probe, that dropped that probe, flew back by and picked up the ice crystals. There's the headline, India's first lunar mission finds water on the moon. But when Buzz Aldrin came on the show, he goes, we need to land a probe on Mars's one moon, and there you'll find the monolith. And it was probably put there by an advanced intelligence. And that's all I can tell you. Then off air, I'm like, come on, talk more about it. He goes, no, that's all I can say. That's all I can say. And then I have this conversation at Charlie Sheen's house with him. And I mean, it's Buzz Aldrin, folks. A guy that punches people out that says he didn't go to the moon. And of course, I knew Raymond Teague. He died, I guess it was earlier this year, late last year. What a sweetheart he was. He was on the main Mars mission. Moon missions, ran the RCA cameras on the moon, ran the Skylab cameras, the space shuttle cameras. I mean, he was mission one command. He said, no, we were there. But then he said, I can't tell you the other stuff. It's just you're dead on. It's more advanced. So basically, they've got Tinker Toy missions that they show you piggybacked with real missions on top of it. And that's what Dr. Bob Bowman, who died about a year ago, nuclear physicist, fighter bomber pilot, Vietnam, just another amazing individual. That's exactly what he said. But the monolith, and I don't know why I went off on this with all this important news today. It's just that I see the story up on DrudgeReport.com. It's also up on Infowars.com. NASA humans will prove we are not alone in the universe within 20 years. Well, whether it's a blue beam psyop or whatever it is, maybe it isn't true. Maybe it's a psyop. Ronald Reagan, the Pope, they've all been saying, outside aliens will unify us and the rest of it. Kissinger said that for world government. They have UN studies about it. Lyndon LaRouge wanted to put a space-based system up in the 70s to unify the world around asteroid and comet repulsion or shootdowns, and thought that was a way to bring the planet together. And that was picked up by the CIA, that plan in the early 70s. That's in the Washington Post, by the way. It's not LaRouge saying that. And it was actually the cover then to put up space planes with a global decapitation system to decapitate state leaders in 1 hour was the plan back in 79 with over 100 of these space planes with DU Sabo decapitator weapons. Again, they can shoot, let's say your base is 2 miles under a mountain, because you can't be 2 miles under sea level because it gets 150 degrees down there. You got to be under a mountain that's a couple miles high, and then it's 65 degrees. Don't need air conditioning, don't need heating. And they could shoot 2-3 miles right into a mountain with the stuff they had in the 70s, right through granite with the DU weapon. But there's so much kinetic force that it creates a multi-megaton explosion. and then they throw it in your face with movies like Last Starfighter, where the aliens come in with the meteor guns, and how they're recruiting people with the video games. Turned out that was a Pentagon plan in the 60s. I mean, let me just say this. You're living in Buck Rogers. The public hadn't been told, okay? That's all I'm telling you. Just what I know is off the charts. But there's huge classified space program. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Friday at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. I am your host, Alex Jones. We got the Sultans. Sultans of Swing bringing us in. Dire Straits. Don't forget, we have the weeknight transmission.
And the man is dead, right up to the microphone.
7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern.
He said they left just as the time bell rings.
InfoWars, Nightly News with Leanne McAdoo and so many others. Kari Jackson, Joe Biggs, Darren McBreen, Rob Duke, John Bound, David Knight, the list goes on, our wonderful team. InfoWars Nightly News.
We are the Sultan.
Find details at prisonplanet.tv. All right, let me just go through some of the headlines here so you know what's coming up. But Staff Sergeant retired Joe Biggs is going to be in studio giving us his take on Bo Bergdahl, supposedly held for years by the Taliban, Al-Qaeda. And we said it looked like a staged exfiltration, probably with an Al-Qaeda cell controlled by the West. It's just like ISIS is. We've seen this before. Being released. And we said he'll just be basically put back on the general public. If that's the case, they'll have some new distraction about will he be tried for murder or, you know, aiding and abetting enemy combatants or whatever. I don't think so. This was done to cover up the VA scandal, but we'll get Joe Biggs' take on that. But what's really important coming up is Joe has all these incredible videos and photos of stuff he did in Afghanistan and Iraq that's never before been seen. And I said, man, you got to put this out on air. I know Esquire wrote some articles about it. But you really need to release some of this. So he said, well, what do you think I ought to release? And I said, well, this van full of plastic explosives with U.S. passports and how they were going to come basically bomb the U.S. You know, the fact that there were real terrorists, we'd like to know about that. So you're going to see photos of that if you're a TV viewer, radio listener, you'll hear about it. And then by tonight, it'll be on the Nightly News, the video, then posted for everybody by tomorrow with an article at InfoWars.com. But Joe is going to start making contact with all these military people that are already sending us videos, photos. He'll be vetting it and bringing out a lot of this battlefield footage and photos that never see the light of day, both from the past and currently. And he's helping us go through all of that. So that'll certainly freak out the Pentagon. But that is coming up in the next segment. Real news, real journalism. That's what we do. Just like we went down and Border Patrol says that the illegals are being let in, that they're bringing them deeper into the country. We talk to our source. They tell us where to go. There are the buses pulling up. On the Mexican side, they get on U.S. buses. The Border Patrol gives them money. And the illegals are bused deeper in. That was 4 weeks ago. Now national news. That's what we do. And we just go where the news takes us. We don't go get a news story and then say, well, we don't agree with this politically, so we're going to cover it up. We just put it out there and let the chips fall where they may. Because this is bigger than just the listeners or bigger than myself. It's about the truth. And it's about that journey and that discovery of what really is true. Knowing yourself, knowing others, and what are the secrets of the universe and what's really going on. Because in the battle against the globalist tyrants, it's going to be reality, not illusion, not delusion, not propaganda that is going to save this country and this world in our minds. We are trapped in a type of purgatory. I woke up about 4 a.m. this morning, and I just thought, you know, the earth is purgatory. It's where you're tested. It's where the decision is made by you about which side you're going to choose to be on. And all of us have our struggles every day with evil. But what matters is which way your heart turns. Like David, a man after God's own heart, did a lot of terrible things, but truly repented and truly was taken over by his flesh and had courage. Because I'll tell you this, folks, God hates a coward. And the universe hates a coward. Whatever you want to call it. Now, coming up, Dick Cheney, this is rich, says Obama has exceeded constitutional authority by use of executive power. He's the guy that argued that even the vice president had unlimited power. But you know it's getting bad when Dick Cheney. That is the pot calling the kettle black. We'll probably have CNN say that was a racist statement. It wasn't. It's an old saying, like, you know, watch pots never boil, or it's, what's another word of being a total hypocrite?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the info war, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Poets tell how Bonjo fell and left his living in a cheap hotel.
The desert's quiet.
The desert's quiet.
Cleveland's cold. And
so the story ends, we're told.
Bonjo needs your prayers.
Bonjo needs your prayers, it's true.
But save a few.
Save a few.
For Lefty, too.
He only did what he had to do.
And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
Merle Haggard. Doesn't get better than that. Singing a Van Zandt song. With Willie Nelson. Kindness, I suppose.
Out of kindness, I suppose.
All right, folks. Coming up, we've got top NSA whistleblower Wayne Madsen joining us. And Madsen's coming on to talk about the only other person that is more high level from the NSA to blow the whistle than him. And that's William Binney, who was number 4 over the agency, telling the London Guardian last Sunday that it's about ultimate control of the population. Headline, the ultimate goal of the NSA is total total population control. That's coming up with Wayne Madsen and Syria Girl, breaking down the inside on what's happening in Syria right now. Just while we're busy watching Iraq and ISIS run around murdering everybody, blowing up mosques, churches, killing men, women, and children, crucifying people, their normal activity. And as our media basically doesn't even expose the fact that the government runs them, while all that's happening, they're still attacking areas of Africa and Syria. And they're still trying to destabilize to the Muslim Brotherhood that's allied with them, Egypt. And boy, if Egypt falls, that's a big circus. The ceasefire was broken by the different organizations, Hamas mainly, in Gaza, firing more rockets against Israel. People say, how dare Israel bomb Gaza? I don't like seeing civilian areas being bombed, but who's launching the rockets? And why is Hamas doing that when Israel then comes up and blows up their infrastructure? Because Hamas is tied in with the UN and the globalists. And those political leaders are being paid, ladies and gentlemen, to destabilize and undermine their own people. And that's come out. You can search Israel-created fake al-Qaeda groups to end peace process, Jerusalem Post, 1998. And when they say Israel, that means criminal elements within the Israeli government. And our own government does this as well, because what's the goal? Keep the political class in power. Keep Obama in power. Keep the NSA in power. Keep the CIA in power. But most people in the Israeli government, the U.S. government, you name it, are not bad people. It's tiny groups that want destabilization. Look at Saudi Arabia, caught red-handed funding ISIS. Who may want to overthrow them? It's a very dangerous game. That's why it's always stabbing in the back and double dealing and flipping sides. There's no honor among thieves. The British Empire called it the great game of Balkanization or divide and conquer. Literally hundreds of textbooks from the 1700s on until the 60s that are public, go look it up, were written for technocrats of the British Empire to understand this. And books have been written here, like Tragedy and Hope, that we sell back in print. Only 1,000 were printed. The plates were destroyed. Patriots reverse-engineered it, fought the lawsuits, and reprinted it, and we have it. 1,100 pages long, Tragedy and Hope. Carol Quigley, head of Georgetown Political Science, admitting everything I just told you. Brzezinski's written 5 books telling you everything I just told you. Because it's meant for the elite. They think you're so stupid, you'll never read The Anglo-American Establishment or Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley. You'll never read The Technotronic Era, written in the 70s by Zygmunt Brzezinski. You read that little 250-page book, it all came true. Because Zygmunt Brzezinski's one of about 5 master technicians of the technocracy that we know of, who literally were given the full Rothschild, Rockefeller, legate, imperial governor power to chart our world. Government running narcotics, government breaking up the family, government weather control. It's all in his book. When did he write Technotronic Era? Technotronic Age? I forget. I read it when I was like 14. People say, how do I know all this stuff? Because criminals brag, ladies and gentlemen. They write blueprints. People always say, something this big would come out. It would come out that the CIA put Mao Zedong in. Declassified. It would come out that our government's behind al-Qaeda. Public. It would come out they're putting cancer viruses in many vaccines. Public. It would come out fluoride lowers IQ and causes cancer. Harvard Medical Journal. Public. Last year. Public, 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 public. It's all public, public, public. Most of it's public. What we know is so off the charts that I don't even want to imagine what else these people are up to. And all they're doing is battling with each other in the Fortune 100 and the governing class, battling with each other to try to get control of the levers. We're not even in the game now. And all I'm trying to do is get the public to get in the game. Now, what's coming up after we cover Bo Bergdahl being put back on active duty? I'm going to talk about that in a moment, and then we're going to get to this breaking news with Joe Biggs, a new special report he's put out. But then coming up, U.S. government editing Wikipedia to smear independent media, caught red-handed saying I'm a Russian agent with no proof on the website directly from Capitol Hill. Separately, Elgin Air Force Base, Eglin Air Force Base, busted gaming Reddit, evidence of web manipulation by specific military installation. Here's another one. Snowden files, manipulating polls, netting from LinkedIn, YouTube, and GCHQ, bag of tricks. That's in England. Just gaming everything. That's what they do. It's called sock puppets. That's who attacks us. Snowden files. It's all coming out. And the Pentagon announced about a year ago they're going to be involved in psyops against the American people openly. That means paying off local media, paying off bloggers. You're going to see a lot of turncoating going on right now. It's getting to be a very dangerous situation as they enter the final phase trying to take this country down. Now, what's really big news is this special report we're about to play. It's a new series he's going to be putting out every week or so with his own video and photos, but also with information that comes to us, public videos online that he'll be reviewing. We've already done some of that with Staff Sergeant retired Joe Biggs, who saw combat in Afghanistan and Iraq. He's here with us today. Of course, he came to our attention not just from those articles a few years ago, but he was also good friends with Michael Hastings, who was clearly killed. The evidence is overwhelming. And himself was probably a CIA cutout. Certainly his wife worked at the National Security Council in the Star Chamber secret meetings. And, I mean, just give me a break, folks. It's off the charts. I mean, that is the government. And he helped expose all that. So he now works here in Austin, moved down here from the Carolinas, and he's going to start this new report. But just a few minutes on Bergdahl. I mean, for those that don't know, explain to people. I mean, you don't just end up a couple years with Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and then a month after you're back, no one can talk to you because you're mentally ill, or you can't even talk. But now you're back on active duty. What do you think this was all about, Joe Biggs?
I mean, he definitely had to be some kind of CIA asset. I mean, to stay with the Akani network for as long as he did, without getting his head cut off, without being physically tortured, they're saying that he is, but clearly you can see when he gets off that helicopter and he's brought into U.S. custody, he's walking around fine. He's standing up on his own.
And the story didn't fit. He walked off and said, I'm leaving, and went and joined him.
Yeah, that's what every soldier in his unit said, that he left a note, he walked off, and he had intent to contact Taliban who spoke English and go and live with them.
He was an infiltrator, and this was all announced 2 days after the CIA section chief's cover was blown in Kabul.
Yes, exactly. That was the reason why it was important to get him out of there. I mean, he wasn't in danger. Why wasn't he in danger those whole, nearly 5 years he was over there? If he was in such bad condition, why didn't they get him out before? You know, it's clearly, too, also another way for them to cover that VA scandal that was hitting him so hard. Congressman Mick Mulvaney out of South Carolina said that there's a email going around, and I read this in an article on the Internet the other day, that said, from the White House, VA scandal is killing us, and we need to move on the Bergdahl trade without going through Congress. So clearly, like you said, the video that we made a while back saying that the Bo Bergdahl situation was a distraction from the VA, this whole thing is just one big, nothing adds up at all whatsoever.
I think that was the Washington Examiner had that,
Yeah, that and Politichix, a few other ones.
What else you got on this?
But, I mean, one of the things, too, was everyone says he deserted, everyone in that unit. So how?
And you called me on a Saturday, and I said, don't go with it.
Yeah.
That you got guys that were in the unit with him.
Yeah.
And they said it was all staged. And I said, well, let's just not go with your buddies yet. I'm sure you're right. Let's wait till Monday.
And now it's everywhere. Everyone knows these guys have all come out and told their stories. And yet there's still this investigation to find out if he is a deserter or truly a POW. And if they find him to be a POW, in which they probably will, because it's better to have that kind of story, he'll get $350,000 of our dollars tax-free. And he's going to be, like you said, he's returned to active duty, and he'll have some desk job somewhere.
Does anyone believe that if he'd really been under Al-Qaeda, Taliban, Akani network control,
he wouldn't be alive?
Or much less, they would just let him out in the public now a month later. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, it doesn't add up. I mean, he to be with those guys were bad, hardened criminals. Like I said, they were the Sopranos of Afghanistan. They don't play around. You know, they weren't going to keep him around for that long. There had to be some kind of inside thing going on. He had them deep undercover. We were working with them.
Well, we know all those groups are heavily infiltrated by criminal rogue networks in the highest levels of intelligence agencies, actually funding the leadership of Taliban, of Al-Qaeda, of Haqqani, in all these double deals, opium dealing, you name it, the brother of Karzai, all of this is going on. And so there are real terrorists, real groups that attack, but generally they're being given funding and support from the military-industrial complex globally. It's bigger than the U.S. that needs to keep these conflicts going, but then they always allow Al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders to escape, a.k.a. the airlift of evil. In November of 2001, where 40-plus thousand Al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders were flown out on C-130s out of Kandahar into Pakistan and paid in gold bars. And it's the same story over and over again.
And the opium trade went up during that time, too, like tenfold.
Tenfold, from 7% to 93%.
Yeah.
And again, then they moved them into bases in Jordan, Turkey, and Western Iraq. And then now they've let them take most of Iraq. And then they act like, oh, we don't know why they're doing this. And then they're claiming they're allied with Iran. Obama's not allied with Iran, with the prime minister of Iraq. That's pure BS.
Us going to Iraq right now is like inviting an arsonist back to the scene of a crime. We started that fire. We created everything that's going on there now.
And now they're doing it again, bringing in Al-Qaeda, who makes Saddam Hussein, in my view, look like a choir boy.
Yeah, exactly. It's mind-blowing that our country does this stuff all the time.
Well, I mean, look at Al-Qaeda. They literally mutilate women. They kill kids. They murder any Muslim that isn't a radical, Christians. I mean, these people are nutcases. They're eating hearts on TV. They're just a bunch of criminal scum. I mean, these people are filth.
I mean, you give them that kind of backing, that
of
kind of money.
Of all the radical Muslims, who's the worst?
Taliban, by far. Taliban,
well, that's
and
Al-Qaeda.
Al-Qaeda. Yeah, but those guys they're so organized because we've given them the training. We train them. Special forces train them.
In the 70s and the 80s, and yes. Then again, to quote, fight the other Taliban.
So the only time, like in Iraq, that was a bunch of guys popping shots off at you for the most part. Insurgents, farmers picking up guns and shooting. In Afghanistan, those were well-coordinated attacks. They had the weapons. They had funding. They could get passports. It was crazy to see the amount of force they had when they would come at you.
Now, you were blown up in Afghanistan and Iraq in armored vehicles, right?
Indeed. Iraq was pretty nuts, though, that time. One of the times, yeah.
Because didn't you get blown up by an ID, and then the special forces dug you out, and then you got hit again?
Yeah. That was in Samarra, Iraq. That was one of the holiest cities in Iraq, just above Tikrit.
What happened then?
I was coming over a bridge, and I remember we had been stopped that night prior. We were doing a convoy security route down MSR Tampa from Mosul, from Tikrit down to Balad. And we got stopped because a convoy in front of us got blown up. So we're waiting all night, and you can't do anything. You're stuck on a road. Everyone's pulling security. You're doing your 5s and 25s where you look 5 feet out and you look another 25 feet out to make sure there's no IEDs or bombs anywhere around your vehicle. And we're sitting there. The night goes through and the sun starts coming up. And they finally get that accident cleared up out of the way. People are taken to the hospital and we're free to go. So we're driving down the road. And I remember coming over this bridge. It's the Samarra bypass right over the river. And I remember going, it was the last thing I had. Metallica Fuel was on in my ear. And I'm sitting there driving over the bridge, and I remember going, that looks like a poof, and just this huge explosion, and everything slowed down, and I remember seeing a piece of paper, like, float right past my face, and then everything sped up, and we were just rocking back and forth, flipping down the road. The tires were gone. My commander was about almost a quarter mile, half a mile back in the convoy between fuel trucks, and he said the tires blew past him in midair. I mean, it was chaos and screaming, and I had blood coming out of my head. I'm throwing up blood, and all I remember is sitting there laying there as a vehicle starts catching on fire, banging on the panels, and they're like ripping them off trying to get us out before we burn to death.
And then you said you got hit again right there.
Yeah.
What happened next?
Well, after we got pulled out, special forces from a compound called Brassfield Moore came and got us and put me in a Humvee, and they start trying to drive me to the hospital real quick. And then another explosion right down the road, maybe about a mile down the road and around a corner to the right. It was just horrible. I remember laying outside of that Humvee, and I put my back against the tire, and I just remember looking up the sky and going, like, you know what, this is it. Like, I'm not going to live past this day again.
And now, how many months have you been waiting to get into the VA coughing up blood every night?
I mean, technically, it's been about a year, but since I've been here with the new VA, it's been since April since I moved here.
You know the illegals are getting instant health care.
Yeah, and that's what pisses me off when we go out there and we talk to these people, and they're, you know, it's for the kids. Come on. You know, when you have a boat that can only hold 10 people and you add 20, it's going to sink. We need to take care of what we have here before our country sinks, and it's sinking. I mean, there's a lot of people out there, I mean, that don't get help at all whatsoever. They're 10 times worse than I am. But still don't get help.
Joe, we're going to come back with your report in this next segment. In 30 seconds, tell folks about it.
The video coming up is a time when I was in Afghanistan. We got called to search what we believe to be an IED-making facility. When we got there, it turned out to be a lot more. And you'll see what that is in the video.
And this is breaking. No one knows about this.
It's the people there. The people who were there that day.
So this is breaking news here, even though it's years ago. I mean, you get an article out about this today.
Yeah, I mean, I never told anybody about it until now.
Yeah. And so, again, folks, people accuse us of saying there's no terrorists out there. No, a lot of the big events are staged or provocateur. There's a lot of real stuff people don't know about, and it's going to break right here at InfoWars, straight ahead with photos and videos. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gain your independence all this month. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Shop Emergency Essentials right now at BePrepared.com for the lowest prices in the country. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Coming up in the next hour, Wayne Madsen joins us, NSA whistleblower. We'll take your calls as well. Please remember, this entire operation is truly independent and supported by We the People. That's you becoming members of PrisonPlanet.tv, buying the high-quality water filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the great supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. Here is the first installment, the premiere of the first episode of hard-hitting news coverage of wars and conflicts on the front lines, in the trenches, with Staff Sergeant retired Joe Biggs.
Let me tell you a story about a couple of years ago when I was in Afghanistan. The unit I was with, we got a call from our commanding unit back in Salerno, Afghanistan, and they had intel on what they thought was going to be a possible IED-making facility. So we get this call, and we're kind of thinking, like, all right, you know, what are we going to come across? This is going to be crazy. None of us are, you know, EOD trained. We don't know how to deal with explosives that much. It's going to be a little crazy going up into this place like that without that kind of training. So we got everything gathered, all the equipment we could possibly think we would need for something like this. And we kind of go up to the door, and we don't know what to expect at all. We walk in, and there's this family, just regular family. There's I think there was four adult males, a couple wives, and a whole bunch of kids, you know, cows, goats, all this stuff inside this compound area. And we're walking around, and I'm sitting there thinking, this place could be booby-trapped. Every time I took a step, I'm sitting there thinking, oh, my God, this would be the last step I've ever taken in my life. So we go through, and we have an initial search of the entire compound. We don't find anything at all. And usually when we get intel from the source that we got it from, it's usually always been pretty much spot on. It's never been too far off. So I was sitting there thinking, you know what, I'm going to get my metal detector. So I run back out to the MRAP, and I go grab the metal detector and come back in. I just start scanning the walls, and we immediately start getting hits. So we bring out hammers and all that stuff and just start knocking through the walls. And what we found was mind-blowing. The hair on my skin just popped up. I had goosebumps. HME, which is homemade explosives, passports, money, grenades, weapons, throughout. I mean, they had it buried under huge stacks of hay, just... After we spent time, we went through with that detector. We found so much stuff and laid it out. It was an entire arsenal. I mean, they had phone books with people's names in New York circled, like Congress people, things like that, that they had intent. They had the money. They had the backing. They had the explosives to pull it off. And it was just nuts. And the scariest thing for me was seeing those glass marbles, because what happens when something like that blows up and you go in and you get x-rayed, you can't pick up glass shards. So when that hits you, those fragments come into your body, those marbles, and you're just bleeding to death. You just sit there, and the doctors are laying around you like, you know, there's nothing they can do. And just to see what they had in the plan, you know, it wasn't just an IED-making facility. These guys were planning on doing something over here in America. So for all these people that think that a lot of this stuff's made up, I mean, it's real. The threat is out there. There's people out there who hate us, who want us killed. You know, I know we funded Taliban back in the day.
Let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded.
But these were Taliban guys that had money to do it, and they had the motivation to get all that stuff and spend that much time hiding that stuff in their compound, putting up these huge fake walls, holding all their stuff. I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes just sitting there thinking, like, oh, my God, like, if we wouldn't have stopped that from happening, that could have been another big incident here on our home turf. And I'm just glad that we got the intel we did to be able to go out there and stop that from happening.
All right, first installment of that. We'll put it up on InfoWars.com for everybody by the end of the broadcast today with an article. It's got a lot of exclusive photos and video that Joe Biggs and other members of his unit shot. We'll be back with the second hour. Tell your friends and family to tune in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed.
This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.